You've seen her in vibrant color on the comic page. Now hear Marvel's sensational new hero brought to life in fully dramatized and immersive cinematic sound. Graphic Audio presents Ms. Marvel.
Up until fairly recently, I was a pretty normal Pakistani-American teenage girl struggling to find my place in the world. Then, after a party I wasn't supposed to be at, I got hit with this bizarre mist. And it turns out my place in the world is a pretty strange place. Costume, check. Secret hideout, check. Sidekick, check.
Hello, my dear.
Inventor.
Dastardly enemy, check.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. You're listening to Comic Conversations, the podcast that reviews more comics than anybody else. Today we have a special edition of Comic Conversations. We are joined by a special guest, the voice you just heard from GraphicAudio.net's reinterpretation of the Ms. Marvel Volume 1, No Normal, and Volume 2, Generation Y. I am joined by the voice of Ms. Marvel, Shanta Pashraman. How are you doing, Shanta?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, I have to imagine most of our listeners right off the bat know the character you portray pretty well, Kamala Khan, is the new Ms. Marvel. But what we don't know a whole lot about you.
Yeah, so I'm Shanta. I'm a first-generation South Asian actor. I grew up in the D.C. area. And Ms. Marvel was actually my first voice gig. I've done a lot of theater work and a little bit of film work. Mm-hmm. And this is my first introduction into the voiceover world and honestly the comic book world. So it's been super fun.
Okay, I'm curious. You mentioned this is your first voiceover work. I'm curious, how does someone stumble on? Is that something just like any other role you auditioned for, or is this something through networking or through an agent? How did you come across this role?
Yeah, it was interesting. I actually got a Facebook message from a local DC actor who does a lot of work with Graphic Audio, and they had seen me in a couple of plays in the area, and it was great because they were looking specifically, for someone South Asian for Kamala, and so they reached out to me, and I went in and auditioned, and I would say the way I approach the character is similar to, what I do in plays and everything, but voice acting is a little bit different because, they don't see your face, so you really have to convey everything vocally. And I would say that took like a little bit of getting used to and, working in a studio and all that, but it's really not that different because, it's still the character. I was a teenager not that long ago, and I relate to a lot of her experiences, so it's mostly just been a lot of fun.
Okay, and as far as that, you've also been approached to work in Spellsinger and Shadows Beneath, correct?
Yes, I've done a couple other projects with them.
Is that something where they've talked to you, they've worked with you, so naturally they just assume to call you back, or is that something you have to audition again as well?
Yeah, with Rick Rohan, who's one of the heads there, and he directed Ms. Marvel. He had me come in for a general audition. Mm-hmm. So they had like a neutral script, and then they had several different accents that they asked me to do. Mm-hmm. And so I did like a Mexican accent or whatever. And then one of the directors heard that and called me in for Spellsinger. So I was kind of in their general database after that. So they use a lot of local actors, which is great.
Okay, I'm curious because especially in not just these, but in also several of the other Graphic Audio pieces, there tends to be a large cast of people. Now, in instances like that, do they throw all you guys into a soundproof booth, or do they isolate you guys individually and they record each of your segments?
Yeah, it's all individual. When I do even Kamala, I'm always by myself, and so they put it all together at the end.
Okay, so you're literally going in there cold. Even things when they have special effects and whatnot, is this someone behind the studio playing something, or is literally just you're reading off the directions off the notes, or is there someone either the opposite side of the room to telling you what sound effect to play off of, or how exactly does that something like that work?
Yeah, so Rick is my director, and I'm in like the soundproof room, and right next door, he's there with a computer, and I can hear him on the mic. Mm-hmm. And so, I'll be reading the script off of a computer screen. And, in the first episode, when Kamala is encased in that shell, she's being transformed, I read the description on the page, and he also tells me, okay, this is when you're going to break out of the shell. Like, give me, he might say, give me a kind of low grunt or, more of a scream or something, but you don't have anything there. You just use your imagination. So I probably look really, really silly if someone was recording me. But, you know, it works when you put it together with the actual recording.
You ever listen to a final product and you just can't believe, like, that's the recording session you did, and when you see, you hear yourself reacting to the situation as well as all the other characters, and are you really at all just the final product considering the work that you put into it? Or is it something to where, you know, you're very proud of your work and you know the people that you work with are competent as well, so you're not surprised when the final product is just fantastic?
Well, the first time I heard it, you know, I'd never done something like this, so I thought it was awesome. And, you know, even graphic audio doesn't usually, they usually take it from graphic novels. This is the first time that they've actually directly translated a work from the comic. And so it was really cool. Like, I've heard my speaking voice so much now because, you know, I've been an actor for a while and I record my voice lessons, so I hear myself talking. So I think if I hadn't heard that, it would be very weird for me to be hearing me speaking essentially nonstop for an hour. But with all the sound effects, it's really cool. And I listened to it with my family when we were driving to Pittsburgh once. And I don't know. It's fun. And they do a really great job. And the feedback has been really awesome. So that's what's really exciting for me as well. And the whole thing is that it's a movie in your mind. And so I hope that's what people get when they listen to it, that they can really visualize it in their head. Yeah.
These things are, yeah, for those of you who haven't gotten an opportunity to listen to these graphic audiobooks, they're absolutely fantastic. Now, I've tried to turn on Friends before in the past, and they'll be like, oh, it's a graphic, it's an audiobook. So, people have a history of those. It'll tend to be just the narrator, and they're just going on, they're doing right. All the voices. But this is something where they go all out, they hire each mm-hmm. individual actor, they do sound effects and whatnot, and you're getting a full, I'd almost say like movie level production, all done in an audiobook
totally.
Format. Okay. So how is your reaction to doing volume one and eventually, let's go specifically into volume one. What was your reaction to finally, you know, being approached with something like this? Were you at first intimidated because you're dealing with something with comic books and there's this gigantic fan base and you're afraid that they'll just skewer you and you'll never be good enough? Or are you just confident in your acting ability? You're like, you know what, this is just another role. I'm just going to come on and do my best, knock it out of the park, and I have faith in my ability.
Well, I don't think I realized the scope of it. You know, so often young actors, we do like small independent films or non-union theater projects that like 500 people will see total, you know, so I didn't realize that it was going to be quite a popular project and that I would get to go to Marvel headquarters and be introduced to people who work there. So, I mean, if I had known that, I might have been like a little nervous, but I mean, as an actor, you have to know that when they choose you for something, they really do think that you're right for it and that you fit it. And so you just have to have faith that, you know, if the creative team thinks that the audience is largely going to think that as well. And I felt, you know, quite similar to Kamal in a lot of ways. So I guess I would feel more nervous if I'm playing a character that feels like a really big stretch for me. But a lot of her comes quite naturally. And so I more got to just enjoy the experience.
Okay, and you brought up the fact that you've done independent movies, union and non-union. Now, by all means, feel free to not divulge into this. Is this a union or a non-union gig as far as the voiceover work is concerned?
I believe it's non-union. I mean, I don't know. Is voiceover work part of AFTRA, that union? I don't know, because I'm not a member of any union.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm sure that they, I don't know if graphic audio works with both union and non-union members, but that's pretty typical.
Okay.
You know, we have quite a lot of experienced voice actors working there as well.
Okay, I'm just curious because not only are we doing this, you know, sort of covering the comic book fan perspective, but I'm also interested as far as, and several of my listeners are also interested in the voiceover world, so I was just curious with something like that. I didn't know the logistics of it, so I didn't want to embarrass you by asking you.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't even know that much about it. I know a lot about the Actors Equity Union, which is for theater actors.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that much about, you know, AFTRA or SAG or all of that.
Okay. And in Volume 2 of the graphic novel, you got to do some scenes. Or not. I wouldn't say do some scenes because you're literally just there and by yourself. But were you surprised when a mainstream character like Wolverine was mentioned in this kind of story?
I thought it was so awesome. And, you know, G. Willow Wilson, I know she's going to incorporate more, you know, well-known characters into future comics. And so I thought it was, that was actually when I heard a clip from the second volume, I got really excited because, you know, Wolverine's very recognizable. And that's someone that even me, who's not a big comic, you know, experience in the comic world, knows and recognizes. So I thought it was awesome.
Okay, and how does something like this work? They do volume one, and then how long is it before you hear word of them finally deciding to do it a volume two?
It took a couple months. It was definitely a few months. And I know it's partly like they were waiting to hear the feedback and, you know, how it was received. And also just translating it into the audiobook format takes a lot of time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it did take a few months, but I'm hoping that we can, you know, go all the way through.
Yes. In fact, this is a continuing series, so I'm curious to see how far you guys can write this out.
Yeah, totally.
All right. From doing some research and considering the role of the character, I noticed that you're also very socially you have a social conscience as far as all things political. And I figured when they were doing the casting for this, I was curious if they had known that, because, you know, it's a character that, you know, it's sort of doing some, I would say some good work as far as, you know, but if people have loved some Islamophobia, so it's kind of, mm-hmm, nice to consider that they, I don't know if they purposely, you know, when they were talking to you and they got to know you, they knew you'd done all these, you're so politically active. I think that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, no, they didn't have any idea. And it's hard for me sometimes because as an actor, like, I want to be tweeting all this political stuff, and I know I'm probably not supposed to do that. But yeah, I really like what a lot of Kamala says about, especially when she talks about, you know, our generation and how, you know, we're not lazy and entitled. We've just been kind of given a really difficult situation, you know, so whenever she's kind of giving those speeches, I'm like, yeah, in my head. And, yeah, she fights for social justice, and I do as well. And I think that the media is like a really great way to kind of spread awareness and open minds. And yeah, so I think it's actually hugely important to have, a young Muslim superhero character, just because we so often see like a distorted amount of, you know, negative portrayals and stereotypes. And mm-hmm. So I actually think it's really valuable because we consume so much media that I, you know, I think I talk, like, my sister is very into the, you know, economic disparities and inequality, which I am as well, but I double majored in telecommunications in college. And mm-hmm. So I really do think that the media has, you know, a huge influence on how we kind of view the world and each other. So I think it's, you know, totally awesome that she's this Pakistani, like, badass, you know.
And how does that coincide with your nationality? Are you Pakistani as well?
My family's from India, so, oh, okay. Like neighbors.
Yeah, there you go. All right. As far as, I think you brought up earlier, you had somewhat a bit of a Marvel fandom. Have you watched anything as far as the, I don't know, either the movies or the Netflix series in particular?
I've seen a couple of the movies, like Avengers and, Winter Soldier, and I love Jessica Jones. I think that's like one of the best shows on TV right now. So I really want the second season to come out. I've seen the first season of Daredevil as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to get my castmates. We're in Miami right now because we're on tour.
Oh,
so
nice.
I kind of want to go see Civil War together. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, what are you on tour with? Your, let's see.
It's a new play called Remarkably Normal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just did the Buddy Holly story, which is another tour. So
yes.
It's fun. I get to kind of travel around the country. But luckily, it's not for too long of a period because, you know, I definitely want to be doing some more recording for Kamala.
Speaking of recording, now, I heard through the grapevine, a little birdie told me that that apparently at Marvel Animation, they're thinking about bringing Kamala Khan, Ms. Marvel, into their animated universe as well.
Yeah, I know she's going to be on Avengers Assemble, right? And when, yes, I was at the Marvel headquarters, I was like, "Hev, what's going on with that?" But unfortunately, they already cast someone. So, because I was really like gunning for that. But yeah, I think she's going to be showing up in a lot more, you know, mediums and formats.
Well, I guarantee you that she's not going to be anywhere as good as you.
Oh, that's sweet. You know, just be different takes, you know.
I know that.
I think Priyanka Chopra is voicing her for some game. Mm-hmm. I'm like, she's great, but she's a little bit older. You know, I think she's in her mid 30s, which is a bit of a stretch, but yeah.
Well, you're here and she's not, so I have no problem saying you're the superior actor.
Well, that's very sweet. Thank you.
Maybe through word of mouth we can try to maybe get that swapped out, right?
Oh, I mean, no, I'm totally fine with her doing that. But if there is going to be more animated stuff, because I think I'm too old now to play a 16-year-old, but I would love to do more voice work for her.
That's excellent. Okay, I was looking through doing some research on you, and not only are you, you know, a well-versed actor, but you also do a lot of music work.
Yeah, I started playing instruments when I was really little, and I didn't get into acting until much later, like beginning of college, essentially. And so I played a lot of sports in school, like I did varsity soccer and track and field, and I kept getting injured. And so, like, I don't know if it was my sophomore year in high school, but I turned to my musical instruments more. I play guitar and piano and some other things, and that was kind of a bridge into the, you know, theater and musical theater world. And so, and it's come very much in handy. I play instruments, you know, quite often in the shows that I do. So a really valuable tool as well.
Yeah. The one that caught my eye in particular, and I'm looking at it right now, ukulele.
Oh yeah. I mean, when you play guitar, it's not too difficult to switch to, you know, other stringed instruments. So the last show I did, I actually got to play upright bass, you know, that big bass that stands upright.
Nice.
So I got to do that a little bit because it's essentially, you know, similar fingering and all of that. So yeah, so it's fun. I always love picking up new things. I don't practice as often as I should, but but no, I love all things music.
Okay, and one thing I can't help but notice, and I apologize right now for this, but I noticed this on your resume. You have the ability to sneeze on command. Now I would never ask you.
Yes.
I would never ask you to do something like that because that'd be totally rude.
It's not a real sneeze, but my fake sneeze is quite believable. And I actually did it once in an audition because the well-known film director was like, "Oh, I noticed this on your special skills," and I did it, and I made people laugh. So it's just a way to kind of be a little silly sometimes.
Okay, thank you. As we wrap this up, is there anything else you want to plug as far as not only just the graphic audio books, but is there anything as far as if people, you mentioned being in Florida, if they're in the Florida area, they can go check out your performance?
Yeah, well, the show is called Remarkably Normal. We're going to Austin, Texas next. We'll also be in LA, Oakland, California, Denver, Colorado, Chicago. Probably a couple other cities, and I can't think of them right now, but a lot of cool places, and yeah, I hope you can come check it out.
All right. So the audiobooks are volume 1, Miss Marvel, No Normal, volume 2, Generation Y. You can get those for the low, low price of $9.99 at graphicaudio.net. I appreciate you coming on, Shanta. Thanks again. And, good luck in, the future.
Thanks. It was my pleasure.
All right, so from all of us at HalfGuard.com, thanks for checking out the show, and as always, see you guys later.
Such athletic, very claws, so amazed.
I totally put you first in my fantasy hero team-up bracket.
Huh?
You're Wolverine. My Wolverine and Storm in Space fanfic was the third most upvoted story on Freaking Cool last month.
Oh my god.
I had you guys fighting this giant alien blob that farts wormholes.
Sounds great, kid. Wait. So what was the most upvoted story?
Cyclops and Emma Frost's romantic vacation in Paris.
This is the worst day of my life.